I would like to bring to order the first meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Center Committee. I'd like to welcome everybody here. Carol, can you have a roll call for us?
Kevin Graves.
Here.
Chris Steele.
Here.
Diane Alexander. Not here yet. Paul Emmett.
Here.
Jim Madison.
Here.
Thank you. I do want to note that we have a fifth member of the committee, Diane Alexander, and she will be coming, but because of a prior engagement, she will be a few minutes late. This is a time when we have public comments.
Mr. Chair, before we point of order real quickly, please, if I may. The Community Center Subcommittee, consisting of board member Kevin Graves and Chris Steele, has met and has determined that the chairman for this committee will be Kevin Graves, with the vice chair as Chris Steele. So just wanted to let the board know, and for the record, that that was determined previously. And with that.
Thank you. So this is our time for public comments. The way we run the meetings is under the Ralph M. Brown Act, and what that states is that the public has an opportunity to speak on everything that's on the agenda that there's going to be action on, and then there's an open public meeting, public comment period at the beginning. We like to limit that to 3 minutes to be fair, so we don't have, so meeting doesn't go on forever, and to be fair to all those that want to speak. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the committee for consideration. Any clarifying questions must from the committee must go through the chair. So do we have any public comment at this point?
Anybody?
Nope.
Be first all the time. I guess I will be. Either the stupidest or bravest.
I thought you were the tallest.
Well, that's right. I'm tallest.
See, I've been here before.
Yeah. Now you got to raise the mic up.
Be tallest tonight. Well,
Tammy's still on with me, by the
way. We should.
I guess I'm looking at the agenda. It's fairly brief, so I was just going to, can I comment on the facility options? Or is that, I mean, that's why I didn't want to be first. Wasn't quite sure how
I have a whole presentation to go through on that. And so it would probably be appropriate to let me give the presentation when that time comes.
All right.
And then have the public comment on it at that time.
All right. That's fine with me.
Yeah, I will give the public an opportunity to come back and speak again after the presentation's been given.
That's great. Thank you.
Any other general public comment that you have on any other items? If not, I would go ahead and turn this over to staff for item C.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, those in attendance. We have to get through some housekeeping items first, as this is our first meeting. And this committee, like any public agency standing committee, is subject to the Brown Act, which is California's meeting law. I'm going to try and get through this as quickly as I can, so if you can bear with me. The Ralph M. Brown Act, as I mentioned, is California's open meeting law. It grants the public the right to attend and observe meetings. It establishes the methods that we must follow as a local public agency. With respect to the public, as well as to how the committee, in this case, interacts together inside and outside of this room. There's five basic questions with the Brown Act. To whom does it apply? When does the act apply? What is the procedure for holding a meeting? What are the rights of the public? And what are the penalties for violating the act? The act applies to legislative bodies of local agencies, specifically the Town of Discovery Bay, and its standing committees, of which this is a standing committee. The Brown Act applies to meetings of any legislative body, as I just indicated, and a meeting under the Act is any gathering, whether it's formal or informal, of a quorum of the members of a legislative body to transact, hear, deliberate, or discuss any business that is before the district or the committee. Examples of formal meetings would be a regular meeting of our board, special board meeting, a committee meeting, which is this case, and any special committee meetings that may come up as a result of this committee's work efforts. Informal meetings are telephone conversations, emails, including BCCs and CCs, and discussions after a board or a committee meeting. Informal meetings are all violations of the Brown Act. You cannot hold an informal meeting as members of this committee. Informal meetings are violation of the Brown Act, and all meetings must be official meetings, meaning that they must be agendized and held with the proper noticing requirements. What gatherings are exempt from the definition of a meeting? Individual contacts with constituents and third parties, as long as there's no discussion of the positions of the other members of the board. You can only discuss your position. Attendance at seminars, conferences, providing that business is not discussed among the majority of the members of the legislative body, other than as a part of the scheduled program. Attendance at the meetings of another body of a local agency, a city or county, another special district, and provided that district business is not discussed except as part of the scheduled meeting. So, for example, if you were to attend another meeting of another public agency, all five of you could go. You could testify, but you can't sit around after the meeting and discuss what the committee should be doing. Attendance at open and notice standing committee meetings of the district, provided that members of the board who are not members of the standing committee attend only as observers. And that would be a situation wherein one of our board members wanted to attend these meetings. He could not sit up here at the dais because he is not an appointed member of the committee. However, he can participate as a member of the public and sit in the audience. And you also are allowed to attend purely social or ceremony occasions, such as grand openings, provided that, again, you don't discuss the business of the district. The definition of a meeting is construed broadly to things you might think are meetings. Mining for information, for example, calling to me and asking me what the other members of the committee might be feeling or what their positions are. A telephone tree, pick up the phone and call one of your colleagues on the committee and say, hey, this is what I would like to do. What do you want to do? And then you take that information and call the next guy. Well, now you violated the Brown Act. Hub meetings, I'll check with everyone and get back to you. You can't do that, and you can't go through an email trail wherein you obtain information from other committee members as to what what your business is here with the district, which is having to do with the community center. The meeting of the legislative body must fall within one of the following categories. It needs to be a regular meeting, which are held at preset times and place, such as this evening. It was properly agendized last Friday afternoon with more than 72 hours advance notice. There was an agenda. There was an agenda posted in the places that are identified, as well as our website. And special meetings. Special meetings are held for a specific purpose. This committee may or may not need to conduct a special meeting, but if it does, the noticing requirements are a little bit different. We'll get into that real quickly. A regular meeting requires a 72-hour notice of posting and by email generally to those that would request it. We post our notices outside our gate. There's a display case, and there's also one over at the Valero Dash over at the corner of Discovery Bay Boulevard and River Lake Road, thank you. The notice must include the time, date, and location, and a list of the items that will be discussed at that meeting. Special meetings, the primary difference is that you can call a special meeting with 24-hour notice. Everything else is same as a regular meeting. If it's not on the agenda, you can't talk about it. Members of the public can come up and ask under public comments if they would like to speak under public comments. They can discuss a concern that they might have, possibly a landscaping issue somewhere over off of Bixler, for example, or over at one of our parks. It's not within the board, this committee's jurisdiction to discuss that, and they would not engage. You should not engage that type of conversation. At that point, we would staff would contact that individual if that were the situation. We are allowed. You are allowed, and staff is allowed to respond to clarifying questions and make a brief statement over, for example, if there's something taking place, when's it going to happen? We can do a quick response to something like that. For example, when is a grand opening going to be of a facility or a park or something? All meetings must be held at the district or at the principal office at the district. And all matters must be discussed in open session unless the law specifically allows the matter to be discussed in closed session. I don't see any situation where closed session would apply to this committee. Jurisdiction of the committee does not include closed session items. But with respect to the first item up there, it's possible that this committee could call for a meeting where they wanted to do a tour of a facility, and you can do that. You can convene here. You can open the meeting. You can take a 10-minute recess and reconvene over at the Discovery Bay Athletic Club, for example, and have a tour, facility walk, or that sort of thing. So you are able to do that. Again, if there's questions that are not items that are not on the agenda, we can answer clarifying questions or respond very briefly. We just cannot have a dialogue, and we cannot, and you cannot, I should say, discuss the questions and have a conversation and take an action on it, because it would not have been an agendized item. The public has a right to attend all meetings of the legislative body of a local agency. All meetings shall meet the protections and prohibitions of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And no one can be required to sign in an attendance sheet or to give their name. They could sign the form with an X, for example, and the chair would call X to the podium if that were the case, if that were the situation. But we are not allowed to seek information from the public as to who they are, where they live, what their phone numbers are, that sort of thing. You can address this committee, or the public can address this committee on its committee jurisdiction with respect to the community center and those in the athletic club and associated items. The public has a right to comment on the agenda before and or during the consideration of that item, and the public has a right to review a copy to obtain a copy of all the documents distributed to members of this committee during the public meeting. So anything that they get tonight isn't made available to the public as well. The public can come in, they can take a videotape of the meeting, they can photograph the meeting, and they can record the meeting if they want. We, however, are recording these meetings, so when you do get up to the microphone, please speak clearly, and so there shouldn't be a need for a recorder, and they are posted on the website, generally within 24 hours at the end of the meeting. The public has an absolute right. They can criticize, they can compliment, they can, it's their opinion, and they have every right to express it. And so you on the committee just needs to respect that right that the public has with respect to their opinions on the type of job that you are doing. There are penalties if you violate the Brown Act. There are civil penalties and there are criminal penalties if you violate the Brown Act. Intentionally, it could potentially be a criminal violation of the Brown Act, a misdemeanor, and an act. If you were to violate the Brown Act, there could be an act for an injunction or declaratory relief for the violation. So, for example, it could be that the committee must review the Brown Act again, possibly take a test. And state that they would not violate again. So that is in there. Generally speaking, though, if the Brown Act is violated inadvertently, you would just mention that had taken place and that you and that it was an oversight and that it would not happen again. And that is basically it. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. And if any of you have questions outside of this meeting, and you're not sure, please, you can give me a call. It's section 54950, Bill. 54950, the Brown Act. Okay, I just always forget the exact number.
Okay.
On the previous slide, it said any public official, and I'm wondering if, for the purpose of this committee, The three that are unelected officials are considered public officials?
Yes, they are. They are appointed officials, and they are subject to the Brown Act because they are because it is a standing committee.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is an agendized item. Is there any questions or comments from the public on that stupendous oration by our esteemed general manager? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item two. Discussion of the community center operational considerations and project update. Okay. In getting started, the board of directors, of the town of Discovery Bay made a decision to appoint a or to develop a committee to look at the intricate issues that we have in sustaining a community center within the town of Discovery Bay after the move to go forward and purchase land was established. And so the board of directors is seeking a thoughtful and thorough analysis of the future of the new community center site. The committee should take into consideration input of the community, past and present community center committee's efforts, and all available resources. This will be a relatively complicated process. With all contingencies being met and the inevitable close of escrow next month, the immediate task of this committee should be to give a formal recommendation to the board of directors as to the future 60-day status of the site in time for the February 6, 2013 regular meeting of the board. In other words, we're under somewhat of a time frame where we want to initially look at what's going to happen with the community center in the short term. And make a recommendation to the board so a funding mechanism can be put in place if, in fact, this board wants to recommend something that's going to take funds. And, I mean, that's kind of just kind of an elephant in the room here, but basically that's what the board of directors is looking for at their next meeting. Escrow is expected to close sometime mid-February, and we want to make sure that we're not left sitting there with a building that we have no that we have no ability to operate if that's the direction that the committee wants to recommend. So and I say that in a vague way because I'm just trying to give you information. It's not because I believe one way or the other. That's what this committee is here to establish. And I just wanted to kind of make sure that everybody understood the sense of urgency that we have on the short term, and in the long term we want to be contemplative about what we're going to do with the community center moving forward and what operations we're going to that may be sustained there and how that's going to move forward. So
what day is the close of escrow?
I was just going to get into a review of that.
So isn't it the 22nd of February? No, it's earlier.
Yeah, so you could be 15th. Between
you don't know
16th.
So that being said, I'm going to turn this over to staff and let them let staff give us a brief, with brevity being the operative word here, run through of how we got to where we are today and where we're gonna and where we're trying to go.
Well, first of all, I want to give those of you that were here last night, Herbie mentioned this, and for the new committee members that were not here last night, and for those of you that were not here in the audience, you know that we do not own the site. We are in escrow to purchase the site. It's there on the board in front of you. We are acquiring the site that would be north of basically where the fence line is, the church to our immediate south right here. Delta Community Presbyterian Church is purchasing the 3 acres on the corner for expansion of their church and school facilities. It's been a very complicated and long escrow. We anticipate meeting all of our contingencies by tomorrow when we receive the final hurdle that we, which is the lot line application approval from the county, which means we have then met all of our, the buyers have met all the contingencies, all of our due diligence is complete. With that said, we need to transition to the escrow process, to the close of escrow, and to answer Director Steele's question more specifically, when are we going to close? It depends on when escrow tells us they're ready to close. We are ready to close within the next probably 15 days. So it could be anywhere from the next 10 to 20 days, but definitely probably sometime around the 8th, 9th, 10th of February. I wanted to go through and just briefly talk about the site itself. It's rich in its amenities. The future potential is almost limitless. The site is in need of a number of repairs. The town survey staff has received a number of proposals and estimates to make a number of site and facility repairs. Many of those repairs are quick and simple and relatively inexpensive, some less so. Examples of some of those, and that you folks that use the facility are well aware, there's plumbing problems, there's electrical problems, there's landscaping issues, there's concrete problems, pool needs rehabilitation efforts, and there are ADA accessibility requirements that need to be met, including bathrooms and accessibility issues both in and out of the building. The site has a 5,025 square foot building, a tennis stadium consisting of 8 courts and a viewing area, a swimming pool, large lawn areas, basketball court, and picnic areas. I'm going to go through some of the options that we've discussed.
It's pretty big.
There are a number of options. There's a million options. These are just the ones that floated to the top. What I'd like to do is just rifle through those real quickly. The first one is to close the facility and shut down all operations. The second one would be to continue existing athletic club operations with minimal facility interruption. The third would be to transition to a community center and offer community-based programming with a fitness center component, maintaining pool and tennis operations. And the final one would be to transition the building itself to a community center and offer community-based programming, maintaining the pool and tennis operations. And in the last 24 hours, there have even been some caveats to that, and that we're looking at some other alternatives to include a fitness component in option number 4 as well. I wanted to just point out the definition of community center from the dictionary is a place where people from a particular community can meet for social, educational, or recreational activities. The last community center committee finished their report and presented it to the board in January of 2012. It was a fairly exhaustive 6-month process. The committee met regularly over that period of time, generally twice a month, to form that program. This committee has received copies of those reports, and I know that some of you in the community are familiar with it as well. There are a few nuggets I did want to pull out of that report. It is available. It is on our website. If you would like to see it, if you can't find it, please contact us. We'll be happy to provide it to you. This was from the Community Center Committee. It didn't come from staff and it didn't come from the board, but this came from the committee as part of their recommendations and final report to the board. They felt that the community center would become an important integral component of the recreational fabric of the community, and that they wanted to be able to offer programs and services and activities that were intended to attract all ages levels of the community, and that the center would become a destination to learn, explore, and celebrate. Part of their efforts went into a survey, and that survey was out on the street for a couple of months. I think maybe probably a number of you took that survey. And there's just two things about the survey that I would like to point out. The first one is, if you look at the little slide, the little circle on the right-hand side, original Discovery Bay represents 35% of the survey respondents, original Discovery Bay represents 65% of the survey respondents, while the Discovery Bay West community represented about 35% of the respondents. And those numbers actually track with our approximate population breakdown, about 65 on this side of town, 35 on Discovery Bay West side of town. This slide is really interesting here, and the only reason I put it up is for the data that is in the top right-hand corner. Those that had children at home, I thought was quite interesting. For original Discovery Bay West, they said they had 34% said they had children at home, while 65% said they did not. If you look at Discovery Bay West, the numbers are exactly the opposite. 64% had children at home, while 36% did not. I just thought that was a really interesting telltale, if you will. These are also all on our website as well. So if you wanted to go and look at the full survey and the full survey results, you can do that as well. The next slide is the location, and this came from the survey. This didn't come from the committee. This was a result of the survey. Mm-hmm. We identified 5 different locations where a community center could be located. And if you look at site number 1, which is the corner of Discovery Bay Boulevard and Willow Lake and Sandpoint Road, on either side of the street, site number 1, between original Discovery Bay and Discovery Bay West, they either loved it or it was pretty good. When you go down to site number four, which came in essentially second in the running, down by the behind what is the post office, Discovery Bay, original Discovery Bay said it was just okay, but that Discovery Bay West loved it. So it was really interesting. The demographics of the community really stood out. But at the end of the day, Discovery Bay West also thought that, you know, the center of Discovery Bay Boulevard and Willow Lake Road, where the club is currently, is a pretty good site. And the committee agreed. In the committee recommendations, they made a strong recommendation to the board that the board pursue the site. It was currently for sale at the time, and we did that. That was in January of 2012. We started discussing with a number of suitors. There's been a few different variations before the final transaction came into play, but that is the process that the board took, and we are close to closing that escrow here early to middle of next month. There's just some funding slides here on the building center. I don't want to get into them, other than just to mention that we asked the community whether or not they would donate their time, donate their money, or would they be supportive of a parcel tax on their property to help support the building of a facility. And so those numbers are in there, and you can extrapolate what you want from them. I just thought it was interesting. I looked at it a little bit differently than one of my board members did. I looked at it, 61% of the community said that they would support in one way or another if it was truly necessary or above a tax, whereas 38% or 39% said that there's no way they would support one. So it just depends on how you look at it, but I just thought that was interesting. And again, the same thing applies to the funding of the operating the center itself. Those that did support the parcel tax, you can see the big blue field, that's $100. $50 is the orange field. The purple's $150, and then I believe it's $200. Kind of hard for me to see.
$250.
$250 and $500, I'm sorry. There were, those were from the summary of the survey results. In the survey itself, there were some questions that were asked. How important is this activity to the community and to them? And so we listed all those in the survey, and those were included as part of the final report to the board. And you can take those, and you can see just by doing the math, there's 25 of them listed, which from 1 to 25, how they ended up in terms of priority. And then the next question was, how often would your family use it? And again, you can see the types of facilities and where they fell within that. And so we've done some internal assessment of those and identified top 10s on both of those. And then the taking classes, I believe, was the number two request in the survey. So taking classes, and then the question was asked, if you want to take classes, what types of classes would you like to take? And so you can go through and you can see what the classes are. And fitness aerobics was the number one class. So there is a strong interest in that. You go from fitness aerobics. Actually, I'm sorry. Number one class was cooking, right, and then fitness aerobics. So there's a lot of single guys out there like me that need cooking classes. But you can see down at the bottom, besides just fitness and aerobics, yoga, tai chi, and Pilates, and those types of classes, gymnastics, dance classes were all very well supported, as well as some other CPR safety classes, nutrition and health classes, right, that sort of thing, which can certainly be and would be incorporated in any future community center operation. That is this part of the presentation. I have another one to give a little bit later that would like to discuss this. It's again, what's much shorter.
Does the board have any questions about that presentation that they'd like to direct to staff at this point?
Beyond that committee, it was pretty obvious we were an active lifestyle community, and that's what it showed me. And a lot of people don't want to sit around at home, they want to come and mingle. So it was a good survey. It was interesting, the survey points and the demographics there, although I know it was a limited sample. it was nice to see input from all around the town, and I think that's interesting.
It should be pointed out that two of the sitting committee members today, with this committee, sat on the prior committee, which would be Jim Madison and Chris Steele. They were both on that committee, so there is some carryover and some continuity from one to the next. And it's also important to note that this was not a statistically valid survey. It was just a survey, just how do you feel about things.
So what I would like to do at this point is thank you guys all again for coming and making the effort to be here. And I'd like to hear from you now at this point what your comments are with regards to your desires and wishes and guidance that you would have for this committee as we move forward. So please look at this as your time to come up and tell us how you feel about. Are you stopping me?
No, I'm just going to. When you were finished, I'm sorry.
Okay. The ADD think it's cool. And so that was a joke. Hi, Sue. You're halfway up. Come on up and talk to me. Rick, if you have something to add to that, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I just have another brief one to show that has some facility, or not some facility, but has some site plans that have been drawn up by the architects. And I just want to know when the committee would like me to.
Later.
Present those.
Well, let's go ahead and hear, and then we can move forward with that.
Okay, with this transition that you have, besides closing the club, if we can transition and use the facility and have classes, I was just concerned about the weights in that I heard that probably the weights would be gone, and I was wondering if that's a true statement or if it's something that
Tell us about weights.
Well, just the workout area where everybody likes to come in and strength train, and in the aerobic area where we teach our classes. We do a lot of sculpting and different classes that we use those weights. And why would they disappear? Why would you not want them?
I don't know. Why do you use them?
Okay.
I don't
Chris,
know much about it.
All questions are supposed to go through the chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me just clarify and say that the board has made no decisions with anyone whatsoever. If any opinions have been heard or gotten out through the community, they've just been an individual opinion, not one by the board.
Okay.
No decisions have been made yet. We want to impress upon you that that those four options were put up there as just options.
Okay.
No decisions have been made, and nobody has any guidance or predisposition to that. That we truly want this to be an open. A process where we hear what you, and rather than asking us questions, I'd rather have you tell us why you think it's important for them to be there, so then that way it would affect the decision making process of the board.
Well, I think it's really important that the weights are there. I think this facility has some equipment that people use continually to strengthen their bodies, and to a lot of cardiovascular equipment too. And I think that to lose that, to change it, to have it, whatever, I don't know what's planned, but would like to keep what is there, because it's being utilized, and I think everybody who commented want that as well. So it's a part of fitness. I mean, that's what it's there for. So yeah, it'd be sad if it wasn't there.
Okay.
And can I just ask who's gonna make the decision about all this? Is it the chair, or is the committee, or the committee goes to the chair? I'm just curious.
The process, help me out, staff, here on this, make sure I say this correctly. The process is that this committee has been directed by the board to gather information and make a recommendation. The ultimate decision is made by the board of directors, which meets here on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
That's who's is ultimate, because it's a funding issue.
Okay.
And am I correct in this? Okay. And so there will be heavy emphasis put on the recommendation by this committee, and we would like to be clear and concise when we go back to the board, so they don't. So the whole board doesn't have to process all the information again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the kind of the first process of deciding how things are going to go and what recommendation goes back to the board.
Okay. So just one more question. That's it. I'll give you a stop. If they choose the top one, okay, do you choose it because you guys choose it, or do we get a say of how we want the facility to be interrupted? Can we?
You know that top one was a mistake to put on.
I know, I shouldn't have done that.
Let me be perfectly clear, and that is that there's four options up there, and there's some good options and some bad options.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, that's a bad option.
Okay.
I don't know that anybody else. I don't know what anybody else's opinion is, and I probably said more than I should, But let's not dwell on that option, because I don't believe it's, it's just there as, because it is a viable option the board may choose. But that's not what we're here to discuss, is closing it. We're here to find out why we should keep it open and in what nature we keep it open, I believe, and how we're going to move forward with that.
Okay.
Can I comment, Chair?
Absolutely.
I just want to remind you, we represent you, the people and the public and our community, and so as much, the more input you can give each of us in this meeting and whenever you can, it gives us a better sense of what the community needs and wants and helps us in our decision-making process. You know, we're working on a big balance system here, and you know, it's a, there's give and take, and like Kevin said, there's a big, it's a big financial endeavor that the community is going to go through here. So, you know, we have to balance the resources, and so, but we need all the input. We can get, you know, good ideas on how this stuff is used and utilized, or, you know, we need that. Thanks.
Okay. Yes.
And the other thing too is, if you know, and everybody knows everybody, now you can sit down. Thanks, Sue. Everybody knows a lot of people, and this is obviously a big topic in the community. So when you do get up and you make your comments and what you like, if you know other people, I mean, you can speak for, hey, I had a lot of people that have talked about this, and this is what we talked about. So it can be a little bit more broader than that, than basically just you. You know, I mean, if you know, if you have information that's relevant, give us all the information that's relevant, I guess is what I'm saying.
Who's next? Come on, don't be bashful.
Oh, the tall guy again.
Yeah. I apologize.
Watch your head on that camera, pal.
Anyway, I do agree with you guys as far as you have to lay out all the options. But as I mentioned last night, I grew up in a small town, and this is just a bigger version of the small town I grew up in. And unfortunately, that first one has everybody upset. And I think, you know, understandably, you want to have the spectrum, but you would facilitate this whole process a lot if we keep everybody in the community engaged and kind of in the loop. And this is the one, close the facility is where everybody's at. And it's not, when I say everybody, I mean the people in the club think that's what's going to happen, the people on the street, you know, I talk, my kids are in school here, so you hear people, and they're focused on that. So if you could just perhaps de-emphasize that and let people know that that's like a last resort. And if it's not a last resort, so you know what, that's probably got a pretty good chance of happening. People need a little bit of calming down here, because it's unfortunate. When someone leaves the club, they go somewhere else and they sign a year contract. And if they sign that year contract, they're not coming back. If they do come back, it's certainly not going to be for at least 12 months. So if we could fairly quickly communicate to the community, it's our intent to try and come up with a solution that's workable, keeping the club open in that transition, that would be great. That would really facilitate this unrest. Because, like I say, small towns like ours, it's all grapevine, word of mouth, and you have a great communications, Rick, people can go on the web, or no one does it. They go by what they hear. Somebody told me today, somebody in the know, that they're not touching this, that you guys have been funded for 2 years and the club's staying just the way it is. And I don't think that's true. I was at the meeting last night. I didn't hear that, but this is a guy in the know, you know. And so that's the way it is. There's all kinds of stuff playing around there. So I really encourage you to try to calm that down. Sorry.
I think you stated that very well, sir. And let me just, because we haven't made any decisions yet and because we're in the process of gathering information, say that the best way I can exemplify the priorities up there is only one option up there that says close it down, and there's three options that say, what can we do to keep it open? So I would take a look at it from that perspective and say that there's probably more of an incentive here to, and I only speak for myself at this point, but I have an incentive to provide a community center to our community, because I think that's what we were tasked with. I think we bought the property to, and the faster that we can develop a community center, and it has to have a building that people can come into to do that. So I, in my opinion, that would be a safe assumption. Again, it was just providing all the options.
I agree, and that's something maybe you guys could get out to the community, as we're leaning 75% towards trying to find a way to keep everything going while we move to a facility that serves the community in the long run. That would be great. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was waiting until you're done. I just wanted to, before you left, I wanted to ask you a question. And I'd like to, anyone that comes up, I'd like to know if any of those four make sense or if there's something else that would make sense. Don't, please don't, for my sake, don't leave here without saying out loud, these are the things that are important to me.
Okay, well, I'll just very quickly summarize and say, I firmly believe, and I think I speak for a lot of people that go to the club, that we need all of the facilities there. We need the weight room, we need aerobics, we need the, the aerobics equipment in the aerobics room, and we need to use that as a springboard to the community center that will serve everybody else as quickly as possible. So I would lean, not lean, I think something there in the middle of the second, third one down, transition. By during the transition, keeping it open, but transitioning to a community center and getting everybody focused on that and running in that direction would be great, because we have a lot of people here that volunteer. If only 40% said they'd volunteer money and time, that's still a huge number. Yeah, so, yes.
How often do you go down to the club?
I go to the club at least 5 days a week. Most everybody that lives in town sees me walking down there. I go down there almost every day. And my wife lives in Danville, so I'm over there a lot of times. But even then, I come back here to work, and when I do, I go to the club. So, and my kids are there all summer long, and I know a lot of people in the club because I do go there at various times of the day.
Thank you for your input. Yep. Next person.
Just to tag on to that, in the last 3 months, we've lost 24 memberships at the club, and all of them because not knowing what's going to happen with the club, the indecision, all the rumors. We're losing staff, and memberships are not just single people. Most of our memberships are multiple memberships, so that could be anywhere from one to five. So most of them are two to three people, so you're losing that many people just because they don't know. So I feel that if you could just let us know or let the public know or just maybe put something out that, you know, you're working on, you're striving to keep it open, no decisions made, because we don't want to lose any more people. We're losing staff on top of it. And I think number three is the best.
Yeah. Come on, don't be bashful. We're friendly, really.
Tammy, one quick thing. How many months was that?
Last 3 months.
And that could be from one to five people for each membership.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
I've been a member for about 19 years. I work out with Tammy every week for 12 years. Work out with Sue every week for about 3 years. So I need them. I need the club. I don't see... I mean, even while we're doing the transition and repairs, the parking lot might be the worst. People can park across the street and walk across. They're there to work out. They can walk across the street to do their workout. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to close a portion of the gym while the rest of the gym can remain open. Our tennis leagues, I belong to one of the women's tennis league. We have matches. Matches are scheduled, home matches and away matches. Yeah. Through the end of March. Mm. That's considering we don't have a rain out and it goes into April. If we close the club, we lose our leagues, we forfeit. Wouldn't be happy. All the tennis players would go to Diamond Hills. You would lose a bunch of tennis people. We've got the early birds, Frank talked last night, people who are 70. We've got ladies drop in. We've got the ladies league. We've got men's 4.0. We've got socials. I've brought a little bulletin board of some of the socials. We have a great tennis league. The classes, you asked why we need weights. Weights build muscle. Muscle mass, the more muscle mass you have, the more fat you burn. The more fat you burn, the healthier you are.
Doggone. Why didn't you tell me that a few years ago? That's too late.
You need Tammy and Sue. So we need them in our aerobics room because we do circuit training. Circuit training, we do bicep curls and squats, and I call it my Tammy torture time. But we need the weights in the aerobic room, and we need the weights out in the weight room so people can work out in the weight room with weights. I think that's everything. The tennis, the classes. People often ask me why I belong to the club. And my answer is because when they say, why do you belong? It's disgusting. Most of the stuff works most of the time. Enough of it works at any given time where you can have a full workout. We've got the tennis courts, and it's convenient. If you close it, You're going to lose a lot of people. And like I mentioned last night, you've got the problem of crediting everybody's dues. Maybe if you close the club, you can't charge them dues. That's about $16,950 lost revenue per month, plus administrative fees to somebody process all those credits for all those members. That's a lot of lost revenue if you have to close it.
Did you have a question? I had a question about the tennis league. How many about how many members are in a tennis league in Discovery Bay?
Well, there's members in leagues, and then there's our socials, and then there's
how many participants?
I would 150
150 to 200. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of tennis players that play. When we have a social, we can have all the courts fully booked.
It looks like it's busy every day there. Or tennis, somebody's playing tennis, so.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else like to comment?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Mindy Esau. I'm an instructor there as well. So I think now we've got three of our five instructors here this evening. I would absolutely say that number three is probably the most beneficial for everyone involved in terms of our options. I think it's really important that we maintain the connection with the community. I think that especially our staff and our instructors, we are your best front face at this point. We are the people that can keep them connected to it, feel passionate about it. We could be a very good avenue or venue for you to distribute information to, or through, rather. So I think by keeping that personal connection alive and really preventing them from going places, just that connection, I mean, that's really what the passion of a community center is based upon, right? So kind of keeping what we have and then working towards building from there. I think that there's a variety of options on how we could maintain use of the facility. There are so many different access points in the facility, from the side gates to just the actual front door, you know. So if the building itself is being worked on, I personally would have no problem holding my class outside, you know. I call my classes field trip days, and I literally will say, okay, everybody grab your hand weights, and we're going to go on a field trip, and I'll take them, and I mean, we have an amazing facility. We have all this space, and so to me, using and utilizing that space has always been something I've enjoyed. So at this point, we have plenty of options that we can maintain our classes, and, you know, weather permitting, obviously, if it's downpour, frigid in the morning, obviously that's going to affect that. But there's nothing wrong with wheeling, you know, five spin bikes out and saying, we're going to host a spin class outside. It would be, you ride your bike outside. So there's, you know, so my point is just that I think that in terms of communicating with us as instructors too, that we may individually contribute other information that might potentially just give you guys ideas, the board ideas, to brainstorm on how we could maintain a good kind of viable option to keep things, income coming in, personal connection to the members coming in, and kind of start the buildup into what we are going to build as a community. And then, of course, you know, transitioning from that, we could absolutely go from what we have currently in terms of our fitness classes and then start to generate the community classes as well. And we could absolutely take what we have and start making those happen. And it isn't just about a building. A building doesn't a community make. So we can start doing that now without closing anything. I think we've got plenty of space to work with. Mm-hmm. So the physical, actual building and what needs to be done in there, clearly, I mean, we all have our work cut out for us. I mean, I've been a member there on and off since 99. It needs some TLC for sure. We all know that. And I don't have the reports in front of me, so I'm sure you know far more financially. It's a big investment, but I feel like we definitely have the point.
I'm not trying to get a hold of Virgil.
Oh, Virgil.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I would vote for that, and I think that there's a lot of options, and I feel that we could be used in terms of our ideas just because we are there and we could be a good link to the community.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much. Oh, appreciate that.
Can I say one more thing,
sure,
too? In terms of the goals or what the vision is and what is going to be there in the long haul, exactly what Darlene said about having weights and having the equipment that's there. I think in terms of a baseline fitness community, we are an active lifestyle community. There should absolutely be some cardiovascular and some strength training options in our facility, in whatever capacity it may be, and in whatever capacity it may be offered. That is one of the easiest ways that we can take the community and make them a healthier and stronger. In terms of senior programs, you know, children's programs, everyone will benefit from having that. And I think in terms of just kind of a easy segue using that equipment, that's to walk in there and sit down on some of our selectorized equipment is some of the easiest stuff to just plug and chug, you know. And so it's not as intimidating as going in and saying, I have to take a class. Maybe someone doesn't want to take a class. They want to come in and just kind of tiptoe their way in and gently figure things out. So I think that that's a way for some people that feels good. And then there's the opposite, that likes the community class thing. But I know that there are people that specifically go there. They want to just do their workout. They're not taking classes. And that's very, very important to them. And I think in terms of being a trainer and even being an accessible person to show people how to use that, I would be really, really sad to see something like that not be a part of our future community center.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. How long have you been a trainer there?
There?
Yes.
I don't actually train clients there on a regular basis.
How long have you been
teaching there?
Yes, at that center.
I don't know, 4 years maybe? I've been a member there off and on since 99.
Right, okay. Since 99, okay.
Probably right after Sophia. 6 years? Yeah. I'm old Sophia. Yeah. I'm engaged by my daughter's age. Yeah.
I've got a question that I unfortunately didn't ask the other folks, but I'll ask you.
Sure.
If what option did you think was the best option?
The third one.
So if we did option number three, mm-hmm. there's approximately, well, they're going one a day the way I just, but if we stop the bleeding now,
right.
How many members do you think that could be regained in, say, 6 or 8 months? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
at least 200.
I mean, do you hear people say, "Hey, I would come back in a heartbeat if it got cleaned up."
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me also say this: I work at InShape and I work at Delta Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I have seen the people going there, and they're all heartbroken.
Yep.
In all honesty, I mean. People want to be here. People, my husband, when he heard, oh, they might close it down for a month. My husband's a police officer. He works out at the academy after he gets off his shift. But he prefers to come and work out here.
Right.
This is where we choose to work out. I can go to any of those other gyms. I'd much rather go to this gym. Is the equipment superior? Not in the least. Is it as clean? No way.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better about it. Except that it's that.
Yep.
It is. Yep. It's got a place in all of our hearts. The people who are here fighting for it care about it. Everyone will choose that place first, and especially if we put some love into it.
Thank you. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it very much.
Yep.
Before we go any further, I want to, Carol, please recognize that our fifth member of the board has arrived, Diane Alexander. She told us she was going to be late. I also wanted, for the record, to state that she came in earlier today and received the Brown Act training, and so she is up to snuff on how these committees meet, for the record. And I'm a little frustrated, and I'm frustrated because you're frustrated. So let me just go out on a limb here and say that, you know, this committee was only formed about a month ago when the board directed Director Steele and myself to put the committee together, and then Jim Madison was named as one of the members. At that point, we became a committee. At that point, we could not discuss things that amongst ourselves based on what you had heard. Prior to that, though, we've had many discussions about the community center because there was no committee, there was no violation, we could do anything we wanted to, especially through the purchasing process. With regards to, not with regards to the purchase process, but with regards to what might happen there. And I know that none of us here want to see the club closed. I mean, I'm assuming Paul doesn't. I don't know. I haven't spoken to Diane, so I won't speak for her. But I am confident in saying we don't want to close the club. It's not an option for us that we're looking at with any sort of viability, okay? So we got to put that aside. I'm sorry that technically it becomes an issue of what we can discuss and what we can't discuss, but we've had these discussions over football games for a month with regards to, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could continue to do this and do that? None of us want to shutter the club. as far as I'm concerned. And those, again, were all discussions that took place prior to us becoming a committee, so we were not in violation of anything. But unless I'm speaking out of turn for any of my fellow board members at this point, and if things have changed last month, I want to quell that rumor. That's really not an option that we want to take to anybody. It was strictly there because there is an issue with funding. The money that comes into the town of Discovery Bay through your rates as a water district cannot be used to fund the community center. Can't happen. So we have a funding issue. We have some monies in some different accounts that we've raised throughout the years, which can be used, but they are expired funds. Once they're gone, they're not replenished. So we have to look at how we're going to do this, how we're going to sustain it, and how the funding mechanism is going to work. That's really our dilemma. We don't want to close the club. So spread that rumor, because we never said we wanted to close the club. So don't spread that rumor anymore. And let's move forward, assuming that we want to get as much information from you as we possibly can to understand what's needed, what programs are to be encouraged, and what we can do to make it a sustainable community center involving programs as well as a fitness component for the community. Well, let's let everybody get an opportunity before we...
Can I just ask you a quick question just off of what you just said?
Sure.
In terms of your closing, I think another viable option is that to close it for like weekends, you know, like reduce the hours.
We're not concerned about the freshening up, if you might say, of the club. Mm-hmm. We'll get that done. That's not going to be an excuse to close it. I've been in construction for 30 years. Not a problem.
Okay. The other thing to piggyback on yours, if we start doing some community programs now, we can start generating funds. So
thank you.
Those of us in terms of instructors might be willing to help with that.
Other comments from other people?
Yes, as members of the club, not an instructor or anything, using the facilities regularly, we are more than happy to extend our dues that we pay to the club for any inconveniences that it might take to renovate the club. We are adaptable people. We have been working out in a facility that's falling down around us virtually, and we still go and we still support it. We still pay our dues, and we will continue to pay our dues, and we will support the community because this community center is going to be something important for all of us, and so to keep it open would be the viable thing. We will support it. We will support the instructors who have programs. There are other ways that you can raise money. I bring our grandsons to swim. Sell me a ticket for summer and I will pay a couple hundred dollars and my grandsons can come and swim. I mean, there are all kinds of wonderful ideas to generate funds, and I think this community and the people that are members of that club will help you find ways of finding revenues to keep the club open. Thank you very much.
Virgil, it's you.
I would think that if you mention the word programs, kind of define a little bit to this committee, what do you think a program is? My image of a program might be a cooking class, or maybe aerobics class, or it might be a Bible study program. It could be whatever, but define a little bit so this committee has an idea as to what programs you think ought to be part of that overall.
Thank you. And by the way, it's Zumba now, not aerobics. Okay, it's changed. It's more. I'm just kidding.
Not doing that class.
I had to ask that question. What is Zumba?
Good evening.
Hi.
I have been a member of the club for 13 years. My husband and I go daily. So we're one of the nuts that go there. We're at 5 o'clock. We're there at 5 o'clock every morning. The one thing that, and of course, like everybody already mentioned, it is not the best, it's not the cleanest, but we go because it's convenient. We go because we have great instructors. We do. We also go because we have a great community feel within the club. I mean, it's a small group of people. I mean, not small, but a group of people that you see every day, you know, at your time slot and everything else. The one thing that I'd like to bring out is my husband and I moved from Livermore. We used to work out a gym in Pleasanton called Schober's. There were three of them throughout the Bay Area. It was a racquetball course and a fitness course and everything else. So one thing that was really amazing about Schober's was the fact that not only was it a fitness, it was a gym. I mean, it was a fitness gym, but they also made it social, which made it a community center. They had activities like they would have Halloween contests. They would have Christmas parties. I mean, there were a lot of other activities that fit within the community concept, even though it was a gym. So, I mean, I think that there's things that ways that you can be looking at what the facility that Discovery Bay Athletic Club is now and how you can look at it as it is and then expand upon that. I mean, obviously, cooking classes, obviously, I don't know, that can't happen right now, but there's a lot of other things that you can do in the meantime. And I think that when you look at what, by a social app, if you offer social activities, you might also going to gain more people coming into the gym, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a matter of the way that you look at it and the options you can go after. Give you a little bit of history. Unfortunately, Jay Weisner is not here. He knows the history. He's been a member since day one. At one time, they had 1,000 members. So, when, to your point, they had 1,000 members. So, I mean, where it can go, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, there are people still that, you know, like the best and everything else. But, again, they've got to drive a half an hour to go and come. And once it becomes what it can be, even by cleaning it up and getting all the equipment, because half the equipment doesn't even work. I don't know if you guys have been using any of the equipment. You know, the TVs don't work and stuff, but just by getting it back fixed, you're bound to get a lot of members back just from that alone. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is the one thing that you may not know, but that's really great about our instructors, Tammy and Sandy, are taking a workshop on Saturday where they're taking a class, a workshop that's geared for the older set of community where it's a non-impact and stuff. So, I mean, that's something, too, that I think is important to look at, that the instructors are looking at ways to try to work within the community, which when you look at your numbers, there were quite a few, most of the people that replied were like 45 to 60. That was your largest response rate. So there's, you know, things and activities that are planned to that. So just kind of looking at all how that would all fit together. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're asking for suggestions of what to use the facility for. Number one, we got a swimming pool and we got a park on the side. Summer's coming. Birthday parties for kids, family reunions. This club has been known to, on the holidays, to close down. I mean, come on. We got this beautiful facility. What are we closing it for? Make it, you know, I mean, if we have to charge a fee, whatever. You know, that's what a community center is for. So, and Kevin, you're not too old. One of my inspirations is to go there in the morning and see the gentlemen that are older and ladies that are older than me in there working out.
But I'm 85. I just look really good for you.
Well, they're there.
Well, I'm going to take the opportunity to squeal on Kevin. Now,
let's go next.
I've been a part of both clubs for a long time, Delta Valley and this one here. And got the old man up there to start working out a while ago, and he's only been 3 times in about 5 months. So there you have it.
There's a Zumba class on Monday if you'd like to
come. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that, Jim.
You're welcome.
I had to out me, didn't you? More comments, please.
8:03. I have a little different comment, and it doesn't. I am a member of the club, but my wife works out. I don't. But I was thinking about the analysis of the survey. And when it was done, and I responded to it.
Thank you.
We were all, there was a commercial enterprise out here running a health club. So I think it affected people's responses possibly about, these folks here are the people that are at the club and are using the club as it is today.
Right.
And so people weren't thinking about that because it was a commercial enterprise. So as the committee and the board evaluates what to do, and I'm thinking more of the long term, that analysis is flawed somewhat because of that, I think. So I just pass that on as a thought.
Thank you. Anyone else? Max.
Ta-da. Happy New Year.
Oh, well, guys, you got a thankless job. And I mean, honestly, I think everybody would say, the board, this committee, thankless job. You're not going to make everybody happy, obviously, so good luck. But, you know, the community center, I have a, it's a question back to you guys, is how do you see the community center being used, if I can ask that? Because I've heard people say, why do we, you know, when we were thinking of building a, you know, sparkling new big community center, and Hoffman's going to kick in money, and this is going to kick in money, and whatever. But because people go, well, what are we going to use it for? Well, are we going to use it for the Lions crab feed? Are we going to use it for, you know, the church is going to have, you know, their facility, but, you know, Bible study, cooking classes, this, that. I mean, what are we, so how do we, how do you, if I can ask that, how do you see it to be used outside of what it is? What it currently is a, we'll say, an athletic club slash going to be a community center.
Max, I'll tell you what, that's a great question, and as soon as we hear from all the public, then the board will be giving, and I think they can address that question at that time. Not to dodge the question, we're not at all, but that's just the kind of the process. This is time for public comment. After public comments are within the board, we'll have an opportunity, and I think that's a great question for the individuals here to address.
Well, And my point being, not to put you on the spot, my point being, it's being used more as an athletic club. I mean, day to day, I go five times a week along with many people here, so it's a five time a week for me. But, I mean, the core that goes there, if you went by in the morning, you look in the parking lot and I go, darn, there's a lot of people there. You know, like 9 o'clock, whether it's the tennis group or the classes or whatever. So I think that the athletic club, my thing, when I look back to the options of what to do, initially I would say number two. I know a lot of people said number three. When it says fitness center component on number three, that kind of makes me think, well, fitness center component is exactly, what's their thought process of that? Is it going to be this little facility that has a little bit of some things, and then, you know, are there going to be, like the existing facility, we'll say, of what the weight rooms are, and most everybody here knows what the building is. So would we take some of the weight room area and turn it into a meeting room? And would we, you know, change, configure? Because it's already quite a small club. You know, it's quite compact, you know. And for the size that it is, I would say a lot gets done in it. And a lot getting done, meaning a lot of people. And it's the certain group, like I go early in the morning, so there's that group. You could write on the sheet of paper who's probably going to be there, or identify them by sight, right? Then there's that noon crowd. Then there's the evening crowd that goes. So and then I go by the parking lot sometimes, and no one is there. I mean, the lot's empty. Not that people haven't walked there, ridden there, or whatever the case. But I just see the club right now as being, again, number two would be my choice, only because it's the most viable, where it's getting the most use, the actual structure itself as a health club. And then to zig and zag, and for having meeting rooms and things like that, and this is another question back to you, like this facility here that we're in, would it move over there? Potentially, the town of Discovery Bay offices.
I think what Rick's going to show a presentation, and it's going to answer, and it's and what he's going to show isn't, and it's not solid in any means.
Right.
Okay, but he's going to show something. I think it's going to probably answer a lot of the stuff instead of you wondering.
Okay, all right.
Great questions, though. By the way,
great question. Okay.
Great question. All apart with what we're supposed to be considering.
Right. Okay. So I look at what makes a community strong. Obviously, I've been out here since 1985. At the end of 85, I bought. So driving to Brentwood for all your accessories and things outside of what the Dash offered. So when the Safeway and the strip mall came, it's like, woohoo, yeah. I mean, this is good stuff, right? So for an athletic club here, to have it here, and the golf course here, and whatever, and I think the core that's here right now, what was the number, 250?
Yeah.
250 members. And
well, now it's 249. One just left.
249. Hopefully not 248 tomorrow. So I think it's, we're down to the nitty-gritty, per se, of numbers. I think the numbers that are there are the diehards to degree. I mean, because the club, I mean, I have been told I have the cleanest car in Discovery Bay because when I drive in every morning, I park in the one pothole and wash it and then drive out. And it's beautiful. But the point...
And then you wade out of the car.
I wade out of the car, right. But the thing is, it's banged, it's dented, it's whatever, but I belong to it and also to when it was Club One at the same time because they had a daycare for my kids, so I'd go out there and work out. But the community needs... truly needs the health club kind of as it stands. Not that we can't zig and zag as the facility could expand and change a little bit, but I think it truly is one of the amenities that people love about it. And you take an amenity out and change it drastically, I think people are going to say, you know, it's just one more ding to Discovery Bay that I'm not happy about. So not that I'm going to move out of Discovery Bay because of it, but it's not, it doesn't make me happy that it's changed to the degree that it has. So, and another thing, I think there's a lot of people in the area that don't know what the club is. I mean, I truly think exposure for the community to the club, however it would work, to get them in to look at it and see it and see what, however membership would go to belong, however to generate the money. But I think a lot of people maybe are afraid to go to, per se, the health club because they don't want to go in and they don't know how to use the equipment, or they're afraid to, you know, get into something over their head and be embarrassed or whatever. But I think when you do decide what you're doing with it, to make sure it's exposed to the community so people can come in and look at it and see it and maybe experience it a little bit, because the girls are great at the instructing. Nothing's intimidating about it. They work you to make it comfortable for you. So I think when it does come down to the club, you know, when you have ownership and it comes into being whatever it is, but I think exposing it, whatever the activity or the health club part of it, the pool, the tennis courts, to the community is going to be a real key to making people maybe want to back it and say, yeah, I'm willing to help support it and pay for it and be a part of it. So, and lastly, let's see. Well, I guess we'll let Mr. Howard speak and he'll answer, I'm sure, some of the other questions I might have. So, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Good input. Anyone else?
Can I say something?
You can have final comments.
Two quick points to your question about the funding. You know, it's a funding issue, what we can do. Two thoughts. By hiring a good manager, there is so much wasted expense there. I mean, the doors stay open when the air conditioning's running. By having a manager on site to manage the employees so they're actually cleaning the equipment, which is all we want, a cleaner place to work out, I would bet you would get 200 people back very quickly if it's just basically clean. 200 people is about $13,000 a month. So just basic cleaning without even renovations, you're going to bring in maybe another $13,000 a month. By reducing expenses, you're going to increase your profits. You'll have more money for the renovations and things that you need, because there is so much wasted money with daycare, with the way the employees are managed. So hiring a good manager that knows, you're going to save a lot of money.
Great. Thank you very much. Last chance. Final comments. Mr. Caney.
I do have a question I would like to ask, since the majority of these folks here are not board members or committee members. What do you think the worst two items are in the athletic club today that you would like to see fixed or remedied right away?
Ownership.
No. We've remedied that one for you. Okay, break time's over. We're gonna now give the meeting back to staff for the finish of their presentation with regards to whatever it is.
Thank you, Mr. Graves, Chairman Graves, and the committee. What's being handed out to you will be on the slides on the screen in front of you. we all know the site. We discussed it earlier, a tennis court, swimming pool, 2,500 square foot building, ample room to do a lot of really cool things.
Yeah, I know.
This is the current setting, the current facility in an architectural rendering. Many of you might know Mark Lee. He's a local architect in town. He's been working with us on this project. And so you can see right out front, phase one, repair the parking lot, number one. Get the pool fixed, that sort of thing. So those are on our list of things to have happen. A couple years further down the road, we have a, you can see going from one to the other, there is a building that is constructed on the site, leaving the current facility in its current location. That site is a site that, or that building is a building that can accommodate a significant number of people. It would be a building that is initially envisioned as a banquet type of a room that can be broken into three different areas. It would have a kitchen in it, cooking classes, catered kitchen type thing. And you can see next to the pool, there's a little round circle there. That little round circle is a splash pad, just like if you've been over to Ravenswood Park and seen the splash pad over there. That could even come sooner versus later. We've got some options that the board is going and the committee can consider at a future date, but there's plans to put a splash pad at that location. You can see the tennis courts remain in their place. Everything's pretty much where it is. Final configuration demolishes the current building, takes that building that was originally built a couple years from now, and would be designed to seamlessly tie into the new facility. If funding is sufficient and we have enough money to do so, we would remove the swimming pool. The splash pad stays in its location because we don't want to build it and then take it out. And then we would do a new pool at that time. You can see up to the east of the tennis courts, there are four, I have to say this correctly because I always mess it up, there are four bocce ball courts.
Excellent.
And two sand volleyball courts. We believe we can do that much sooner versus later. In fact, can be in a much sooner and earlier phase. The area to the right of the tennis courts, immediately to the southwest, is a play structure, which we believe could also go in sooner. It protects the big grass area in there for community festivals and that sort of thing. It expands the parking, and it generally completes out a community center in town. I'd like to mention that one of the things that we are planning on having on April the 20th at that site is our annual Earth Day event. We will be descending on Slifer Park for a number of volunteer efforts, as well as the construction and establishment of a with the project we're doing with the Discover Big Garden Club, to install a Blue Star Memorial Byway marker. So that will be going in over there. And when that is completed, and I'll show you the program we have for that in a minute. When that is completed, everybody would come back over to the community center, and this would be pretty much our grand opening. We'd have a concert in the park. We would have vendors. We've got food booths set up to attend that already. We've already been working on it, and so it would be our grand opening, if you will. The next slide I'm about to show you is going to be controversial, and I do so because it rips the building apart. It moves walls. It flip-flops bathrooms. And what we did in working with the architect is we looked very carefully at the data, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, which all we had to look at. We looked at the data that was included in the community center survey, and we took that data and we looked at it. Carol, can you hand out also the brochures?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so what we've done is we've taken that building, and you can see the walls have been moved. We are providing an opportunity in the area when you first walk in the door, where the Nautilus type equipment,
And we did the
machine weight machines. Thank you. Where that equipment is would be opened up for a community room. It can be used for classes. It can be used for any number of functions. It just would not have weight. It would not have weight equipment in it. The room that is currently presently used as the fitness room, if you will, where your classes take place, that room would be completely renovated, and it would continue in its current function. Its use would not change substantially. It would just be a much better room than it is right now with better access. The reasons why some of the doors are where they are is because of double exits outside of the building. Where the current weights are, we discussed we have a funding issue, and there are a number of ways to skin that cap, but one of the ones that we have descended upon is that we would relocate some of our office staff over there that are in our Parks and Landscape Division, and they would move over there. They would be the staff on site that would help coordinate with the instructors, as well as provide Monday to Friday day staffing, along with bridge staffing in the mornings and the evenings. We've got a staffing plan established for that. The room that currently has the ellipticals, the treadmills, the stair stepper in it, we need ADA accessible bathrooms. The ones that are in there just do not work. We cannot get around that. And so we looked at ways to make that room much more functionable. And where the kitchen is now is where the bathrooms would go. The plumbing is there, and it's a relatively simple chore to do, and it makes that room much, much larger. And if you go back and look at the types of classes the people were seeking in there, this is where those types of classes can take place. And I think, Carol, did you hand out the brochure?
Yeah.
Do they have it as well?
Yes, they do.
Okay. We developed this in-house. In your mailboxes, you get routinely from the city of Brentwood, you get their you get
their. Is this
their,
real?
No, this no. is just a this it's is a mock-up. This is a sample draft. There's nothing.
It's a cut and paste.
It doesn't exist. It
should say draft across it.
It should say draft across it. Doesn't. But what this is, it gives some examples of the types of programming that just one of my staff members has come up with by visiting some of the centers and getting some of their brochures. And you know, I can show you, but you all know what your class schedule looks like. It's and I've got a copy of it here if anyone wants to see it. But we'd like to send this out to the community and get it in the mailboxes and offer classes and be able to use it as a community center for the benefit of the entire community. And I mentioned that it would be controversial because it does not continue to include in this scenario it includes the fitness facility where the dance classes and the other ones, but it does not include the gym. And I mentioned earlier in the evening that there have been some things that have been taking place, and whether or not gym components stay in this facility or not, we're looking at the possibility of bringing in a 36x40 modular building similar to this that can house either some of these functions or some of the gym functions. Right next to the building. So we're looking at that. Fire stations for sale, we're considering that. So there's a number of options to put everything in it. It's just a matter of whether or not we have, it's a timing issue. We would, conceptually, we would bring in temporary facilities. We would go in and do this renovation to this building. It would be about a 60-day renovation once the permits are pulled through the county. And when it's being renovated, it's basically construction. So that would shut it down for a period of time. However, we would continue to operate programming in temporary facilities while that's taking place. And conversations have centered around the shopping center across the street. The old bank building has some space in there. So there are a number of opportunities, a number of considerations. This is by any means not the final one. This has not been presented to this committee previously. The board hasn't seen it. You can see by the date, it's today's date that's on here. I just got it from the architect this afternoon. So we've been working on this over the last week or so and trying to tweak it to work with providing a community center that would meet, try to meet the needs of the entire community, not necessarily certain components of the community. And, you know, we're excited about it. You know, like some of the board members, community members, and again, not everybody's going to be happy with every decision. This hasn't been decided upon, just so you know. There's no decisions have been made. These are just ideas. So with that, Mr. Chair, I would like to hand it back to you.
Gee, thanks.
Into the lion's
den. Let me state that this is an option. It's not an option that the board has considered, because it's not an option that the entire board has seen. I don't want to dwell on this on the last page of this too much, because I don't want to get into another dialogue. We understand where you're coming from. This is not only is it not being considered by the board, it hadn't been seen yet by the board. So this is just an option. You go to an architect, you give him a bunch of survey questions, he looks at what he sees on the survey, and he comes up with a plan without hearing you, without addressing the board, without even addressing staff. This is what the architect came back. Well, I see that the first priority was this, the second priority. So that's how the conception. So let's not get hung up on page 5 or 6 or whatever it is. Because you're going to hear how we feel about these things, and you're going to be part of the process. So moving forward from that, and the fact that the public has had an opportunity to speak, I would now ask for comments from the board, and in no particular order. Speak up, and who wants to go first? Mr. Madison.
Probably 3 things off the top of my head. Mr. General Manager, is there anything to preclude us from taking this over at the close of escrow? I should say, is there anything to prevent us from continuing on the same way that it is now at the close of escrow?
There are, you know, the ownership is the current owners, they're collecting the dues. That needs to be addressed. We don't collect any of your dues, just so you know. That would need to be addressed. The improvements that we plan on making would not impact, that they might, you know, a room might not be available because of painting or carpet going in, or, you know, parking lot might not be available because we're going to be rebuilding it, things like that. But I think the answer would be no. There's a lot of logistical issues, though. I mean, there's a lot of them. But
it is in no way seamless. Then there'll be challenges. But
yes, absolutely.
The answer is,
and
no.
You know what? And there's things. I mean, you know. Well, I'm not going to get into what would happen, but there could be some seamless things. There could be. We might have to do some give and take and all that kind of stuff. The biggest component to this whole thing happening right now, to me, is not this at all. The biggest thing for me is what everyone has said. It's got to be as seamless as possible, and we've got to keep the doors open and keep things moving along. And then as we continue to have our meetings, in my mind, then we can start to strategize what other alternatives we want. But until we can come to a conclusion, in my mind, to keep the doors open and keep things rolling along for 60 to 90 days at the way they are right now, I think we're in my mind we're losing the ball, because the ball to me is what do we need to do to keep the doors open right now. So either we can make a motion tonight, because our general manager said that he didn't seem to have a problem. Yes, there'll be challenges, and we can work through those challenges. I think it's imperative that if the board's not willing to even ascertain it, you haven't a chance to even absorb any of it. I think if we have, if the longer we go on without having a motion and getting it back to the board immediately, there goes another one, mm-hmm. and we're losing momentum. So, I guess those are my comments. To me, this is, I don't even care about this right now.
Is that it?
Yep.
Who else would like to comment?
Well, I agree with him too, but I think we do have to remember what the original that survey, and from what I've heard from many people all along, is meeting rooms. So I think that would be that is important coming up next. But I think you need to keep it going the way it is now, first of all, for income, for one thing, and giving time to regroup. But I think that should be the next big move to fix the meeting rooms in there, which might mean giving up something.
But that would be, you know, something down the line to...
Right, right.
So you agree with me the first thing to do is... Right. Okay.
Paul, do you have something?
Yeah, I absolutely concur. I think that it's very important to keep the facility going as it can for the benefit of the members and try to do those things that are necessary to try to attract back some of the people who are lost. And there may be some give and take necessary, but, you know, I think that from what I've heard, it sounds like everybody's flexible enough that they're willing to accommodate that, you know, for the benefit of the whole, right? So I'm exactly with you.
And I think it will attract people back. I mean, I used to be a member a long time ago, and when I was working at Brentwood, I was always one there. But here, I heard so many bad things, I thought, well, I'll just wait till things get better. I don't want to join what was like this. So especially if they start fixing things up and publicizing like through that. Mm-hmm. Earth Day around that time, I think you will get a lot more people.
Chris?
Committee member Steele.
Thank you. So these site plans and these phases, I know it's going to be in phases. I know we're kind of working in the immediate right now. You know, I see this facility continuing on as an active place to be, and I see sports and I see fitness going on there. I see a lot of families coming together and have special events there. I see in the immediate future possibly us exploring a modular structure there, or some sort of temporary structure, so we move some of this stuff and get that renovation going. I was looking closely at this the last page that nobody wanted to look at, but I thought that was a pretty great option, and one of my ideas would come up would be, why don't we put a building next door that's got all this functional fitness equipment and the weights and those things. I don't know much about moving these modular buildings, but that might be an idea. I like the idea of the phasing in of the larger buildings as we can start getting fundraising. But today I want to keep the tennis and the fitness and the... I want to keep it open as what it is. I'm concerned a little bit about safety of the building right now. I am concerned about fire, electrical, plumbing issues, immediate stuff. And so we've taken some inspections to understand those better, and we've gotten some people to give us some input on what those costs may be. But I would say 60 to 90 days or longer or maybe shorter, but we need to have this meeting again and more conversation. But I'm the idea for the community center for me is going to be multi-generational people coming here and having great events and celebrations. And you know, today we got the old athletic club building to work with, and we've got these great grounds and jogging trails and all these great things that's right. It's not all just this one little building. There's a lot of stuff to go do outside. So I'm not really too hung up on the actual building and how it's going to be, reconfigured right now.
Thank you. In fact, I understand that we have an obstacle course on some of those walkways out in the back where you can actually jump hurdles while you're walking the walkways back there. I haven't actually been back there to see them. Appreciate all those comments. And my feeling is that you people are here right now because you're passionate about what you do, about who you are, and about things that you've done. It's become part of your life, and I really appreciate that, and I think that's wonderful. And no matter what he says, I have that passion. I just haven't implemented it yet. And I do, and I believe that we're not like any other town. You may go, and I don't know this to be a fact, but for an example, you may go to a community center in Livermore, and it may not have an athletic club component because there's five other gyms within 2 miles of that recreational of the rec center because it's Livermore, right? We don't have that here. So I understand the passion and the need and the desire, not only for those of you that use it, but those of you that teach it. I mean, part of your life is helping people be well. I get that. That's awesome. So I think it's an important component of the community center. But I also have to say, from the other side, that remember that 13,800 people put up funds, in essence, to purchase this piece of property. We have to think about how we're going to incorporate those people into the community center. A fitness center doesn't make a community center. It's a fitness center, a fitness component. And I don't mean, when I say fitness component, I don't mean just programs. I get the weights, I get that part. I think that has to be considered. But remember that we were tasked, when the board of directors purchased that piece of property, agreed to purchase that piece of property, or gave staff direction to purchase that piece of property, we did it to represent the whole community. And so I'm just asking you guys to remember that as we move forward through this process, that our concerns, even though those other, if it was me, I'd be saying, well, that's great, but there's only 18 of us right here that really care. So what do you know? But we have to consider all of our constituents. We have to consider the entire community. And so as we look at how to morph this into what it needs to be going forward, and these slides, except for the first one, could be 6, 7, 8 years down the road. That building I have a desire to get that building in the best shape it can possibly be in. I want people to look at it and forget what it looks like today and only remember what it looks like going forward and want to come down there. We got 7 acres. We can do all kinds of stuff for the community in 7 acres. We can bring in vendors to rent stand-up boards. There's so much property there. We can bring back the old art and wine festival that they used to have over there. We can do all kinds of those things to get the community to find a focal point in the town, because that really, a lot of people talk about that. There's no focal point to Discovery Bay. The interesting part is I was at a party over in the lakes recently and said something to somebody. They asked me where I live. They didn't know the person. Where do you live? I said, well, I live in the projects. And they said, the projects? I said, yeah, the blue roof condos by the marina. And my wife kicks me and says, quit calling them the projects. They go, we have a marina? They don't get past Safeway. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, because there's no focal point, there's nothing that brings the town together. Tired of holding my finger on that thing. Brings the town together. And that's what I see this being. And granted, it's here and it's not over there, but there's no over there place for it. I mean, the survey showed that. So I'm really excited about not only meeting the needs of the existing people that are there, but in meeting the needs of the entire community. And we do that through starting the programs that will augment what's already there in whatever shape that takes. We have to be aware of the fact we have limited square footage. You've already mentioned that. You know, we want to play well with others. So there's got to be give and take on both sides on some of these things. And that's how I see moving this thing forward. But I definitely, personally, don't see losing just because of the fact there's nothing else here. You can't go on the other side of town and go to the other gym because you're mad at the trainer at this gym. You guys got a captive audience, you know? They have one place to come. So I'm excited about it. I think we can do some wonderful things. I think we can come to an agreement on what's going to happen. And in the short term, I'm hearing that this committee may want to give the board direction. I don't know if we want to do this tonight. What I will say is that we need to do this before, we need to do this on the February 6th. We probably should come to some sort of an agreement with regards to giving guidance to the board prior to the February 6th meeting. So we can either do it tonight, we can mull it over and have a meeting board meeting. I'm at the pleasure of the board at this point. I don't want to. Yes, staff.
I'll finish up when you're done.
I was just going to say I'm pretty much at the pleasure of the board. I'd open it up for comments from the board and how they want to move forward. Except that I think staff wants to make a comment first.
Thank you. And just for the committee consideration and for the public, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to everything and I'm thinking that maybe if a decision is made tonight, it might be premature. Because what I'm going to suggest is that maybe we come back, the meeting's on Wednesday the 6th, maybe we come back on Tuesday the 5th or sooner for another meeting of this committee. And in the meantime, I would like to ask the committee if you would feel it would be appropriate and ask those in the audience. One of the things that I've been having a very difficult time with is the owners have not given up their membership list to me, to us. They are, for whatever reason, they don't think this is really going to happen. I keep telling them it's going to happen. So they will not give up the membership list to me at this point in time. So I haven't been able to, that's why there hasn't been a lot of outreach from our standpoint, and also because there's been so much happening and there's been so many different versions and thoughts and ideas that have kicked around. We didn't want to go out with one thing and then come back and say, well, we don't want to do that anymore. We want to come back and do this. So what I'm going to ask the committee and see if maybe some of the folks that are engaged partners of you, if you will, of the athletic club, whether they are members or whether they are instructors or employees, that in the next week that I can meet with some of them and get some ideas and some suggestions and see what might work that would, I think we can meet all the needs, whether we can do it all today, tomorrow, or a year from now, I don't know that, but at least try and see what options are out there that meet, I think Kevin stated it very eloquently, the needs of the other 14,000 people in town, plus also the fitness needs of the community as well. So I would put that out there and offer to spend time with them to see if that would work and have them come in and listen to what we've been talking about and get them and become a partner in this.
Rick brings up a point that I meant to bring up much earlier in the conversation, and that is that it appears to everybody that the board is being prior to tonight's meeting, that the board was just being mum. We just weren't saying anything. We didn't want to tell you what was going on. We were being aloof, whatever you thought we were being. But our hands were somewhat tied by the fact that before the deal's done, you don't want to jeopardize the deal being done. There isn't a real estate agent in town. Well, actually, there's 500 of them in town, but there isn't one in town that wouldn't want to try to get that deal away from whoever has it and get it to their client. So you want to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row and that you don't expose any of what you're doing to the point where it can be used against you. That's part of the issue. We're also a public agency. That's part of the issue. And the other part of the issue is it hasn't come with a lot of cooperation from the owners. Now, I know you guys have worked with them and think they're swell people.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But yeah. It has not been an easy transaction, and it's been all consuming for a very small staff of a very small town, and it's taken a lot away from our staff, who deserves credit for what he's gotten done, to get this done. So we didn't mean to not tell you what's going on, and we didn't mean to be aloof, and we didn't mean to keep everybody in the dark. It's just that we don't own it yet. And seriously, any help you can give us to be able to go back to the board and say, hey, for example, board, we would like temporary funding for the next 60 to 90 days to run the program just the way it is. It's going to take money to do that because you got to pay people to keep the doors open. We don't have the authority to fund anything. We don't have a budget, but the board does. And if we know that there's X amount of members and that there's going to be X amount of income, we know what the impact is going to be upon existing community center funds. There are funds available. Again, they're not replenishable, though. Once they're gone, they're gone. And there's other complicated issues with regards to other monies and other developers and all this other stuff, but not for tonight. So I would say that, I'm sorry, Chris, I told you you had something you wanted to say.
I was just going to ask the board to consider maybe we, we're going to start fresh on that. If we were to go forward and keep it open, it's not going to be the same as it is today. It's going to be new. It's going to be the towns, but that membership list is going to be refreshed on that new day, or the users list or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what the terminology should be, but I know a lot of people say, oh, my friends would come back, my sister would come back, and all this stuff, but maybe the people in the audience, we could ask them to put together a list or get a commitment from people so that we can see, boy, there might be a top 200 list or of people that use it or will come back and use it, because we need to show the board that there is a level of activity. We can't measure it. I see the cars park a lot every morning, and at night and every weekend, but I can't measure, I don't know those 200 people. So, if I could
somehow you guys could help us get that list, that would be great.
And they may be
past members.
What I would like to suggest to the committee at this point as a moderator is that we, selfishly, I'd like to, because my next week is really bad, is that we see if everybody's available on the 5th of February, which is the day before the meeting, where we can come together, have a motion in mind, complete this discussion, and be ready to give guidance to the board on what we want to do, at least on a short-term basis. We're not going to solve this problem in the next 2 or 3 or 5 meetings. It's going to take a lot of meetings to really come up with a plan that's going to work well in the long term. But let's get the short-term question answered. So are you available on Tuesday the 5th? Is everybody available on Tuesday the,
yep.
the 5th? Of, what?
Not, oh, you know what? Actually, I'm not. That's the first Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's our Lions Club.
It's the Lions Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can we jump on that? Big member.
No.
Oh. We could do it a little earlier.
What time is your Lions Club meeting?
6:30.
How long is it?
How about Monday?
Azure. Fire district meeting on Monday.
How about, I know we're pretty busy. Can we do a 4 o'clock meeting? No? All right. Okay. Late with a 7 o'clock or evenings, yeah. But okay.
What's the date today? The 20 who?
Today's the 24th.
I can make a motion right now, but I need a list.
I think we'd be rushing that.
Be rushing what?
I don't know
either.
I just don't think she's going on all week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
make a motion. See.
Yeah. Let's make a motion.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
So I'd like to make a motion to our committee that we make a recommendation to the board of directors of the town of Discovery Bay for a 90-day continued business, and that staff will continue to gather names and contact information for current members and interested members of the athletic club, and that... That's my motion. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Any comment? Sorry.
There was no... Okay. I'm sorry. Did anybody write the motion down? Carol, did you write the motion?
I did recommend the board of directors that a 90-day contingent or 90-day continuing the business and gather names of the members.
Continue as it is.
Continue as it is for
yep.
90 days.
Yep.
The only component that I think is missing in that motion is that we're actually asking the board for funding to operate for the next 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I correct, staff?
I'll amend that motion that we're asking the board for the funding part of that.
Would this involve any repairs during that time?
Probably not.
Do you want? Do you accept the amended motion? Do you second the amended motion?
I second the amended motion.
I'm sorry, this is technical stuff. There's time for discussion now. Discussion.
There have to be repairs.
Okay.
If any of you were there today when the fire marshal walked in the building with my staff, you saw them, and we there are things we absolutely have to do as a public agency. We're not a private company. From a liability standpoint, there are things we absolutely have to do. And some of those are critical. Some of those need to take place. One of which is a handicapped accessible restroom. That can be accomplished with a portable outside unit, but we still need to do a number of things to the building: electrical, plumbing, safety things. Doors are not legal. There's a lot of things. There's a lot that has to take place. Can it be done quickly? Can it be done over the course of while business is operating?
I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Okay, the motion's been withdrawn for the 10th, and I appreciate that, because that's why we need to have another meeting to discuss this, because we also need to address with the board what needs to be done in that 90 days, and in that 90 days, because that takes us right into April, when we'd like to have a re-grand opening, right, that we talked about. A lot of this, we want a lot of this lipstick on that pig by then, you know, and sorry for the graphics. I think that we really need to consider what we're asking the board for before we just go in with, and then we need to discuss that as a committee. We need to discuss We need to see the proposals. We need to be able to all understand that as a committee. So when we go to the board with that recommendation, it, we know what we're asking for. Can you guys make it on Monday at 7 o'clock, Monday the 3rd?
Sure.
Yep.
Because I'll forego a public meeting for the Lions Club. And
three other members.
Well, there's 100 members of the Lions Club.
103 members.
There you go.
Can we give direction at all?
So what's that?
Can we give some direction on what we want at that meeting?
Well, that'll
be future agenda items.
Staff will put together a packet, and what we need to see at that point, staff, is some numbers with regards to repairs, as solid as possible, and what phases that it's going to be. That's going to be a lot of work to put together in a week, than a week.
We have a lot of that already done. We've done through this process. It's not like we've been not doing anything. We've had a number of vendors out there looking at doing things. We do have a lot of that information.
Okay with that, Jim? Yeah, Monday.
So the numbers to pull together shouldn't be all that difficult.
Chief Lyon.
For example, if we're going to keep it open in the next 10 days, we have to close off the back of the site because those back walkways out there are completely, absolutely liability waiting to happen. Trip hazards, vertical, drops of, 9 inches. And so we can't allow people back there. Again, as a public agency, as a private company, it's a little bit different, but there are things we have to do.
So if I'm understanding correctly, in summary, what we're going to be addressing at the next meeting, so everybody can mull this over in the meantime, and I would ask staff to try to get a package together out to the board as soon as to this committee as soon as possible, so they have an opportunity to look at the numbers and see what's on that plan before the meeting on Monday the 3rd. I think I can make that.
I think you can give up going to the fire department one.
Kevin. Oh, of course you do, Jim.
Yeah, of course. It's all about you, I know. It's not about us.
The Lions
Club. Yeah, you are. It's the Lions Club.
I don't have my phone with me. So anyway, I'll commit to
all Lions Club members have their phones with them.
And fourth, and we need to be looking at proposing to the board temporary funding for 60, 90 days, whatever we decide on, as well as funds, hard cash funds, to start the renovation, to be completed hopefully within the next 60 to 90 days. Okay, so understanding that, I can just see where the board's going with this. So we want to be clear and concise on that when we go to when we bring that recommendation back to the board, because they're the ones that can give the money.
I just want to be clear. I know this is your intention, but I want to make sure that it's stated. Not the renovations that I presented as the last slide in that presentation.
Absolutely not.
Correct. Thank you. That's what I thought, but I just want to make sure.
Because whatever renovations are done as is are not, if walls get moved, that's a whole other issue.
Correct.
So we're only talking about safety and appearance to the point where, that's safety. I mean, paint falling off the wall, replacing the broken windows, all that kind of stuff that needs to be done to make it a safe and habitable facility as it stands right now. And then in the future, in the near future, in weeks, less than weeks from now, we will start to address what this is going to morph into. But at least at that point, we can, because there's no use us going any further until the board gives the approval. We all on the same page?
Yep, sure am.
Okay. With that, is there anything else? Let's see, future agenda items, we've got that clear. Any other cause for the good? One quick comment.
I have a brief question. Is it a valid suggestion to do another survey at this stage of the game from the community, from the members? What about within the current members and the future list that you're seeking out?
I will venture to say that you guys are a very good sampling of the members that are in the club, and I will take your word that they're as passionate about keeping. And I've talked to many other people about it too. I mean, it's that you're, this is, as you have said, the word's on the street, so we've all heard about it. So,
one more thing. Right now, I've got a standing order paying the present owners $70 a month. Well, when does that come? What's that money going to come to you?
Well, that's a great question.
There are logistical issues with a public agency running a membership club. There are not issues with the public agency running a facility that has a fee associated with it. Now, with respect to your checking account that gets debited every month, you need to talk to the owners about that. We have not been able to get the list. We want to get that list so we can start that transition if that's the case. One of the things I would like to pursue and explore is, and I was thinking about tonight while we've been sitting here with some of the members, if we do get together next week, is to break out the cost somehow so that there's a fee for service, for example.
Let me ask a question of those of you that are now members and have, and are paying. You're paying through automatic debit. Is that the way?
Yes.
It's, okay.
Credit card.
Right. So, what month have you paid for?
February.
In January, you paid for February. So if it was me, and I know that it's changing hands, I would probably stop those payments from coming off my credit card or out of my bank anymore. So, because I don't know what your ability to collect them is, I know we're not going to get it.
People
and
are worried about being grandfathered in terms of...
We cannot transition that way. That's not going
to
happen.
It'll have to start
anew. So if there's
anew.
Anything that you would... And I'm not... This is not an official statement by any board. This is just Kevin Graves out there. If it was me, I'd stop paying. Because I've already paid through February. And I don't know what date in February it comes out, but if you end up... I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't think it would be. I personally wouldn't do it.
As well as many of the people paid first and last month's dues when they.
That's
joined.
Unfortunately. Please explain to people, you especially the trainers that talk, say, hey, this is the town's.
I just said that today.
The town's hands are tied. We have no ability to refund or any of that. That's
right.
Between you and the current
Absolutely.
Owners. Yeah. We have no ability to do anything with that. We would love to be able to tie that into the escrow, but we can't.
I had this discussion came up today with our legal counsel, specifically this question, and the answer was, we're sorry, we can't help you. We would like to, but we can't.
It's not on your
end. The other thing we're going to have to do, too, is the waiver and release form. You know, that's that you had with Discovery Bay Athletic Club. So we got to develop our own. That every member has to sign again.
No more members.
So it's what we're talking about. There's an unfortunate. There's going to be a whole new process.
Our legal team will be working on putting the forms together in the proper way.
Our insurance company on that. Our insurance company. We're already working with our insurance on those issues.
I mean with regards to payment and how that's going to move forward, right? We'll have to do it in a way that's totally legal, and we pay attorneys.
What is the fee range for these people?
To do that. We'll be in contact with people to discuss that. I think we're dead without that list, you see. We can't even contact people and say, hey, would you be interested in paying to play in Discovery Bay? You know, I mean, we can't even do that. Whatever the terms are that we are, and vernacular we use as a public agency, we're not able to do that.
Rick, you don't want the list. You want to know their banking.
No.
You just want the list. That's all you want is a list?
Membership list, contacts, addresses, phone numbers, emails.
Because we anticipate, let's just say, for instance, that the board does go along with our proposal. We then need to put staff on to contacting those people in order to sign a new contract to participate in a health I don't want to say the wrong thing in a club.
We'll work it out.
Anyway, with that, I'm done. Everybody done?
Yeah.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.